She's a beautiful sight, 'cause she's Texas like that. It's a fire in your belly that says we're gonna make it. It's a tattered old flag that says come and take it. It's a lone star shining.
All right, there it is, friends. The brand new single from Zane Williams, Texas Like That, getting us started here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show. What an awesome tune. Tell you what, gives me chills every time I hear it. I'm your host, Cable Smith. Thank you to our presenting sponsors, Lone Star Beer and Hoff Power Polaris. Man, we are all set to get the ball rolling, talking hunting, fishing, the great outdoors, and all that implies with you today. So you know what to do. Pour yourself another cup of coffee. Pull up that stool a little closer to the campfire here, because we've got a ton to get into. And we'll start things off by talking some big game hunting with the Texas Trophy Hunters Association's Josh Kinzer. We've got some exciting news regarding the Texas Triple Shot and three awesome hunts that they are giving away this fall. We'll tell you how you could win one of those hunts, among other things, when Josh joins us here momentarily. Then we'll get into one of the biggest hot button issues that you'll find when it comes to blue water anglers, or coastal fishermen for that matter. Of course, I'm talking about red snapper and really how the recreational angler is getting the short end of the stick and has been for some time. But today, Pam Anderson of Captain Anderson's Marina from Panama City, Florida will be here. She's been covering this issue for 7 years now. She has some very disturbing news. Yeah, it gets even worse, let me tell you, regarding the privatization of the red snapper industry. That means you might have to go and buy individual tags for every red snapper that you plan on catching. How ludicrous is that? We pay for hunting licenses and fishing licenses, and then the fish aren't even ours? That doesn't make any sense at all. But we'll get into that and what we can do as anglers and sportsmen and women to help prevent that privatization from occurring. So Pam will be here in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. We'll wrap things up today by talking whitetail deer surveys with our longtime friend and whitetail biologist, Jason Shipman. Surveys are paramount when it comes to managing your herd and coming up with the correct harvest goals. So it's also great for the land. You don't want to have more deer than your land can support. So Jason will tell us some different survey methods, and we'll dive into that in depth here at the bottom of the hour. A couple other things to mention. Don't forget that the Dallas Ducks Unlimited Banquet is coming up on Thursday, November the 6th at the Centennial Building in Fair Park. I've got a couples ticket to give away this morning to the first person to text in the word ducks. That's ducks to 214-289-7807. We've got a ton of guns to give away that evening. These tickets are valued at $225. It includes your dinner, drinks, all that great stuff. And today's lucky winner will have two tickets at my table for the Dallas Ducks Unlimited Banquet on Thursday, November the 6th. For more information, check out our website at dallasducks.org. What else? Don't forget, brand new news this week. I've started the first ever Lone Star Beer, Lone Star Outdoors Show Lifetime Hunting License Hunting Contest. I know that's a mouthful, but basically what we're doing is we're giving away a Texas Lifetime Hunting License. We want to see your harvests in the field. We've got a scoring system lined up on my website at LoneStarOutdoorsShow.com, and you can get points for harvesting everything from dove to ducks to deer, hogs, javelina, antelope, you name it. If you can kill it in Texas other than exotics, then you can get points for it on the contest. The first person to 15 points gets the lifetime hunting license. So pretty sweet deal there. Once again, just check out my website for all the details on that contest. What else? Oh yeah, this past week I had the pleasure of going on my first ever pronghorn antelope hunt. I went with Pope Brothers Guide Service out in the Texas Panhandle. They got myself and my good friend Glenn Underwood from Coons Canyon Ranch on two awesome goats and really run a first-class operation. Check out their website at huntsintexas.com. They offer everything from whitetails to exotic to things like antelope. So check them out. Last thing to mention, our photo of the month contest is going on right now. We've got a Mossberg Flex 22 semi-auto rifle as this month's grand prize. All you have to do, send me your best hunting or fishing photo. Post it on our Facebook page. That's the best thing you can do. Or if you don't have Facebook, email it to me at lonestaroutdoorsshow.com. And then our 12 monthly winners will once again square off for a chance to join me on an exotic trophy hunt, Axis or Black Buck, down at Coons Canyon Ranch. So another great grand prize hunt package brought to you by Coons Canyon Ranch this year. Let's see. You know what? Let's knock out a quick break. We've got so much to get into. When we come back, we're talking big game hunting and the Texas Triple Shot Sweepstakes with Texas Trophy Hunters Josh Kinzer. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show. I had my pride intact. Ben Lofton Fencing is Texas' premier fencing company. They apply a design it right, build it right the first time mindset to all projects. And with 15 plus years experience, there's no job they won't tackle. Ben Lofton Fencing specializes in deer and exotic game fences, breeder and handling facilities, water gaps, as well as farm and ranch fences and corrals and working pens. Better Business Bureau certified, they offer the quality and personal service you expect. So for your next fencing project, go Texan and call Mr. Lofton himself at 254-709-1320 or visit benloftonfencing.com. Do you have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or visit www.goinfencing.com. That's goinfencing.com.
Hey, North Texas sports fans, this is Brian Spagnola, General Manager of Texas Motor Cars in Addison. My family's been in the car business for over 50 years, and I want to show you the difference in buying from a family-owned and operated business. TexasMotorCars.com is an awesome website that lets you do virtually all of your shopping online. We have a professional photographer that takes amazing photos, and we give you all the information that you'll need up front. You can even find out how much we will give you for your trade-in before you ever come in. I take pride in the fact you can come in, choose a car, and be out in less than an hour. We have financing rates starting at 1.79% on pre-owned vehicles and can help almost anybody. Please do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a pre-owned vehicle of any kind, give us a shot. Let me show you how easy buying a vehicle should be. Visit TexasMotorCars.com or come visit our 20,000-square-foot indoor showroom in Addison. Again, visit TexasMotorCars.com or call us at 1-888-9-TX-MOTORS.
Rockwall Marine is North Texas' premier boat dealership, offering the finest lineup of fishing boats anywhere. Mercury, Yamaha, Evinrude, Basscat, Alumacraft, and War Eagle, also specializing in all aspects of rigging, from power poles and electronics to motors and trolling motors. So whether you're looking for a new or used boat, parts or service, Rockwall Marine is your one-stop boating center and the nation's number one Basscat dealer in 2013. Call Tommy Yetz at 972-771-4442 or visit rockwallmarine.com.
This is Chum Lee from Pawn Stars, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Gonna leave you alone in your own little world. Won't you be my San Antonio girl?
Be my San Antonio girl. All right, there's a little vintage Steve Earle bringing us back on the Lone Star Outdoor Show, presented by Lone Star Beer and Hop Power Polaris. Cable Smith here, riding shotgun with you. Thanks so much for sharing a part of your weekend with me as we're about to get into some big game talk here. Three amazing hunts that one of my favorite organizations is going to be giving away. We'll get into that, though, momentarily. First, however, this segment is proudly brought to you by Sendero Seed Company, Texas' premier seed company. They've got anything and everything you need to keep your whitetail herd happy and healthy. So check them out at senderoseed.com. They've even got the Dr. Deer-backed buck forage oats. Or you can call my buddy Rob Hughes at 1-877-610-SEED. Sendero Seed Company for all your planting needs. Well, let's go ahead now and bring on our next guest here. He is the Vice President of Operations for the Texas Trophy Hunters Association. We've got some exciting hunting news to get into today. So it's my pleasure to welcome Josh Kinzer back to the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. And hopefully you've had a chance to come up for air now that the summer show season is behind us.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I did have a newborn on August 19th, and while the rest of the crew went up to Cielo Vista to film archery elk hunts, I did get to stay back here and sort of catch up in between the extravaganzas and the coming storm of October. So, you know, with whitetail season starting already, we're full swing into the next big busy schedule.
Well, congrats on the new addition to the family. Have you had a chance to get out and do any bow hunting yet?
I took my 3-year-old out to sit in the blind, the bow blind with me. She's done some stalking and things like that. She's really into it. But, you know, we've had so much rain out at my lease, which is in between Brackettville and Uvalde, you know, through the spring and the summer. And it's just like a jungle. And it's great. It's a great problem to have. We're just not seeing a lot of deer out there. But
yeah,
we got rained out opening morning. It was just too crazy to even try to go out. And then we saw a couple of fawns, but, you know, my daughter was happy. We saw bunnies and saw some bugs and had lots of snacks in the blind. So it was a win.
There you go. I mean, getting the little ones out, that's what it's all about anyway. But, hey, one other quick note here on the extravaganzas. I heard that we can look forward to a fourth show in the Corpus Christi area next summer.
That is correct. Yes, we thought long and hard about adding a fourth show, and Corpus just seemed like the right place. I mean, you're down there right in the middle of some unbelievable hunting. You're close to King Ranch, and you've got proximity to some really big hunting towns and communities. The only thing we're going to do differently is this is going to be a hunting and fishing show. And, you know, they've always been hunters extravaganzas. Well, this will be a hunting and fishing extravaganza to cater to that big fishing crowd there at Corpus. But, yes, we have added another week in August, so we're really excited about it. And, you know, that one, it's going to be nice to be down there on the beach and relaxed after the show's over.
Right,
you know,
on.
And it's going to be at the American Bank Center, which is right on the water. So I think that really adds a little bit to it.
Very cool. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to the new Corpus extravaganza. No doubt about that. Let's get into some other breaking news here, though, from Texas Trophy Hunters. And that is the Texas Triple Shot. Three awesome hunts, three winners. I believe this promotion is going on now until the end of the month, October 31st. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we wanted to do a membership drive that also reached out and really offered some people three really great Texas hunts. And we were able to work with a couple of different outfitters and get some cool stuff. We've got, you know, a mule deer hunt with Marvias Ranch out in West Texas. And a lot of people forget out in Davis. A lot of people forget out in West Texas, we have the Davis Mountains and the Guadalupe and all these really cool mountains. I mean, they're over 8,000 feet, several of them. And it's just a beautiful part of Texas. And we've got lots of good mule deer out there.
Oh, yeah. We flew into El Paso last year and chased them out there in Hudspeth County in the mountains. And, man, some beautiful but rugged country and definitely some big deer. What are the other hunts that you guys are offering?
You know, we also talked to William and McLean Russell. We're good friends with them, and they've now got a show on the Pursuit Channel called Boundless Hunting. And they gave us another great hunt in one of their West Texas ranches, and it's an Owldad hunt. And Owldad out there in those mountains, that's their terrain, and they have really taken to it. And it can be a really physical, exhausting hunt. And it's essentially your Rocky Mountain Bighorn or your Desert Bighorn hunt while you're waiting to draw your tag for those.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a beautiful place down by the Devil's River. And then we've got another South Texas hunt at New Ranch Outfitters. And, you know, those are three different hunts that really talk about the diversity of hunting in Texas. And it, of course, doesn't encompass it, but it sort of samples what all we have to offer here in Texas. And we're really excited, and we'll be giving those three hunts away. We're going to do the drawing on November 1st. So you've got to sign up by October 31st, and then we'll do the drawing on November 1st.
Right, and it's actually three different winners. It's not one person's going to win all
correct,
three.
Correct.
Yeah, so you got three chances to win one awesome hunt package. As far as membership goes, what is the obviously tell us what your membership includes and how much it is annually.
Basically, we have a 1 year, a 3 year, a 5 year, and a platinum, and those all come with different items. One thing though that a lot of people don't realize that we have school chapters, so you can get those 1, 3, 5 year memberships. If you're a Texas A&M fan, a Texas Tech fan, we've got several chapters you can choose from, and a portion of that membership goes back to their fundraising efforts for their conservation or hunting heritage programs that they're going to be writing grants to.
Awesome.
We also have a couple of high school chapters, Reagan High School, Van Velk, Weatherford. There's a couple of little places like that, but that have really added on chapters. But, it's cool to have a Texas State or a TCU or Texas A&M, chapter. So we've got those. In addition, we have a special military first responder membership, and we also have a ladies membership. So, you just got to go on there and check out which one you want. They come with a variety of different things. Like, for instance, the ladies comes with a ladies hat. You get your six issues, a full year. You get some tinks, a sticker, a membership card. You get into the 3 year, you get a knife added to it. And the 5 year, you get a different knife, some koozies, and, everything a growing boy or girl needs to get out there and hunt and enjoy the magazine.
Oh, yeah. And the magazine has long been one of my favorite publications. Being an outdoor junkie, I like to read everything I can get my hands on. And much of the content is directly from readers who have written about their successes in the outdoors. And then also, of course, you've got professional insight from folks like Jason Shipman, who will be on today's show, a biologist, so on and so forth. But yeah, it's a great publication. One of my favorite things about being a Texas Trophy Hunters Association member.
I tell you, it one thing that's really interesting is, we have our 40th anniversary coming up this spring. And so right now we're kind of going through and pulling things from old magazines. And, I'm looking at the magazines from 1977. And there's some hilarious stuff in there. But you'll also find that, it's the same thing. People were still arguing over which broadhead was better back then. People are still arguing about over which is the best deer hunting caliber. And there's articles written about all the subjects that, we talk about today. And it was just really interesting to go back and read, some of these articles could have been thrown in a magazine that came out last month. And without the pictures, I would have never known the difference.
Right.
We've been putting this magazine out in Texas for a long time, and 40 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hard to fathom that.
Well, it's certainly an impressive legacy, no doubt about that. Josh, real quick, before you get out of here, remind us when folks can check out Trophy Hunter TV on Outdoor Channel.
Well, our two main airings are Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central. We also have a Sunday at 1 p.m. Central. Now, for this fourth quarter, we'll be running also a Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Central. So you can get on and find our airtimes on our Outdoor Channel. We had some really cool shows, and there's some really good stuff.
Awesome stuff today, Josh. We certainly appreciate it. Y'all check it out, Trophy Hunters TV on Outdoor Channel. Thanks again, and I know we're both looking forward to seeing some great bucks hit the ground this fall.
Well, thank you. It's funny, we were actually, right before you and I got on, we were scoring some deer out in the parking lot. One of our workers, buddy, shot a really awesome buck this morning and brought it in. He wanted to get it scored. So I made a post on Facebook. It's such a great time of year when you walk outside and there's a truck pulled up and everybody's sitting around with measuring tape and trying to figure out how big the deer is.
Great stuff. Great stuff indeed, Josh. My favorite time of the year, no doubt about that. One last thing to mention. We're pretty excited about this. We're going to give away a one-year membership to Texas Trophy Hunters right now this morning. That means today's winner will have a chance at the Texas Triple Shot. They could win a West Texas Audad hunt, a West Texas Mule Deer hunt, or a South Texas Whitetail hunt. But Josh, this is the part of the show where I put you on the spot. You've got to come up with this morning's trivia question. So I know it's putting you on the spot, but let me know what you come up with here.
Well, how about we do this? The Journal of the Texas Trophy Hunters Association was not always called that. When it was founded in 1975, what was the original name of the magazine?
Oh, man, that's a good one. I honestly don't even know the answer to it, but there you have it. The first listener to correctly text in the original name of Texas Trophy Hunter magazine will not only win a one-year membership, but also an entry into the Texas Triple Shot. Text in the right answer to 214-289-7807. That's 214-289-7807. Josh, thanks again for your time today, brother. Always great to talk hunting with you, and I look forward to our next visit.
Well, thank you all. We're looking forward to a great hunting season, and I think with all this rain we've had here in Texas, we're going to have one of our best ever.
Oh, yeah. I think there's no doubt we're going to see some stellar whitetail bucks come out of the Lone Star State this season. Josh, great stuff today, brother. Thanks again. We'll do it again soon.
Thank you very much.
All right, there he goes, our good buddy Josh Kinzer, Vice President of Operations for Texas Trophy Hunter Association. For more info on the Texas Triple Shot or the TTHA in general, just go to TTHA.com. We're moving right along here. That segment, by the way, proudly brought to you by Rudy's Barbecue, where you can stop in after the hunt or a day on the lake for breakfast, lunch, or dinner any time of the day and enjoy Rudy's true Texas-style barbecue. Well, let's knock out a quick break here. When we come back, we'll change things up, talk a little bit about that red snapper fishery that has every recreational coastal fisherman so fired up. This is our fishery, so why do we keep getting the short end of the stick? All that coming up next with Pam Anderson from Captain Anderson's Marina. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
You won't make no mistake, and your nerves are never shaky. You should taste her layer cakey. Say, that's what I like about the South.
Did you know there's a bank that will pay you to be its customer? That's right. Lone Star Ag Credit is a cooperative, and since it's owned by its stockholders, pays millions in dividends each year. That's free money to every borrower. Lone Star Ag Credit serves people all over Northeast Texas, assuring you competitive interest rates on real estate loans, rural home loans, livestock and farm and ranch loans. Contact Lone Star Ag Credit today at 800-530-1252 or on the web at lonestaragcredit.com. Equal housing lender.
Whitetail season has come and gone, y'all, but that doesn't mean it's time to stop hunting. Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas specializes in exotics such as axis deer and black buck. Coons Canyon offers quality animals at a price the working man can afford. Military personnel, police, and firefighters get 10% off the total price. Lodging is available upon request, as are other exotic species. Visit CoonsCanyonRanch.com for your next exotic trophy hunt. That's CoonsCanyonRanch.com.
Hey friends, Cable Smith here for DFW Safes. We all know that our guns are a big part of our lives, from grandfather's old 12-gauge to that trusty tack driver of a deer rifle. And DFW Safes is North Texas' premier safe dealer, specializing in Rhino, Bighorn, Huntsman, Heritage, and Fortress safes, to name a few. They're family-owned and operated and have over 24 years' experience in the safe and installation business. They even have commercial safes for your business and scratch and dent safes for the most frugal of gun owners. Visit DFWSafes.com to set up your delivery today. That's DFWSafes.com or call 817-715-1068. At LSC Trailer Sales, we offer a full line of utility trailers, from small single axle trailers to heavy equipment trailers, ATV trailers, car haulers, landscape trailers, cargo trailers, truck beds, and more. We can special order a custom trailer specific to your needs and have the ability to customize standard models in-house. LSC Trailer Sales is here to assist you with any questions you might have about trailers. Call 940-484-5500 or visit us at lsctrailersales.com. Finally, quality trailers at affordable prices in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Hey y'all, Cable Smith here for Tioga Retrievers. As bird hunters, we expect the most out of our gun dogs. And that's why I sent my sweet girl Belle to Angie and Tim Becker at Tioga Retrievers. Not only were her manners and obedience spot on in the blind and in the field, but Belle picked up over 200 birds in her first season. So whether you want a well-rounded hunting dog or just a well-mannered companion for the home, Tioga Retrievers has you covered. Located in Aubrey, Texas, visit TiogaRetrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A Retrievers.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Pat Green. You're listening to my good buddy Cable Smith right here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Check it out, y'all.
More than just okay. They don't come more fun than L-A-V-M-A. But if you can find a Lone Star gal, boy, you better get her. Cause the girls from Texas are just a little bit better.
That's a brand new one there from Pat Green. Getting a little help from the great Lyle Lovett, Girls from Texas. Love that tune. I'm Cable Smith, by the way. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Lone Star Outdoors Show, presented by Lone Star Beer and Hoff Power Polaris. I am just tickled to be here talking outdoors with you fine folks today. There are a lot of things you could be listening to, but you've chosen to spend a part of your weekend with us, so I just want to let you know how much I appreciate that. Well, we are about to get into an issue that I am very passionate about. But first, this segment is brought to you by Dallas Safari Club and G&H Decoys. If you want to add motion to your decoy spread like never before this season, then check out the all-new G&H Decoys Navigator. It's brand new this season. They offer it in a feeder and swimming decoy. And trust me, I've got three of them that I'll be using in my spread this season. Those ducks, yeah, they might have been called at all the way from North South Dakota, all the way down the Central Flyway here to Texas, but they don't stand a chance with the amount of motion that you can add with the all-new Navigator. Check it out at ghdecoys.com. Well, let's go ahead now and get into this red snapper situation. As someone who has been fishing the Texas coast with a college buddy's dad, Captain Lee Cook, out of Port Aransas for, gosh, about, well, a dozen years or so now. We go offshore every summer, target red snapper. Why wouldn't you target red snapper? It's the most delicious fish in the sea, in my opinion. Hands down, bar none, slice it up right there at the dock and eat it with soy sauce. You can't beat it. So anyway, love to catch them. But here's the rub. We are getting a raw deal, and I'm not talking about delicious sushi. I'm talking about shortened seasons, 9 days this year. Absolutely ridiculous. We're catching bigger snapper every summer. We're catching more of them, and the season keeps getting shorter. It doesn't make any sense. So we have covered this topic in detail with Texas captains, with Governor Rick Perry, with Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director Robin Rikers. And so today, I want to change things up, though, get the perspective of someone else who shares this fishery with us, but isn't based here in Texas. I want to know what her thoughts are, because her family has made a living for decades by taking folks offshore into blue water and targeting red snapper. And since all of the Gulf Coast states share the same resource, all these fish are managed as one population. We're going to check in with Pam Anderson from Captain Anderson's Marina, based out of Panama City, Florida. She has some serious credentials and is on the front lines fighting for all of us, which we'll get into momentarily. But it's my pleasure to welcome Pam Anderson to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, ma'am. We're glad to have you. And I know this issue is near and dear to your heart. Your husband, Captain Tim Anderson, runs Captain Anderson's Marina out of Panama City, Florida. So you guys obviously depend on offshore fishing and the snapper fishery for a major part of your income.
Yes. Ken's family has been taking folks out fishing since 1935.
Wow. Okay. So a lot of history and experience there. But, you know, to be honest with you, and this is just from what I've heard and from a lot of Texas fishermen, I think there might be some resentment between the Gulf Coast states as far as who's catching more quota and how that affects the other states commercially and recreationally. And I think a lot of that stems from the fact that, and we've talked about this with everyone from Governor Perry to biologists, deep sea captains and the like, but the snapper are not really migratory. I mean, the fish that you have in Florida aren't going to migrate to Texas. Ours aren't going to migrate to Florida or Alabama or Louisiana or any other state for that matter. So why is the Gulf Coast Fisheries Management Council still considering them as one population and not standing up to the feds so that each state can regulate their own red snapper catch?
Well, the regional management is what you're referring to. That has been an issue that's come up in the last, couple of years, more so than before. It was mentioned, a few years back, and then it came up again. And it is a fishery where they're not migratory, but as the fishery grows, it expands over, across the Gulf. So back many years ago, Dr. Bob Shipp with University of South Alabama has been researching red snapper in the Gulf for about the last 45 to 50 years. And so he knows, the longer story more so than anyone else that I know of,
mm-hmm.
As far as the history of snapper in the Gulf. And it actually, they actually were in this area many years ago, and more so than even in Texas. But then as Texas began to put the oil wells in, that structure is what red snapper love. And so the more oil wells, the more platforms out there, there and in Louisiana, the more red snapper they had, as well as lots of other species, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So that has caused the red snapper population to just really increase a lot over in that area. It went from pretty much a desert area to what it is today, which is great. But because in our area, it was a popular fish, it has been forever, it began to get a little bit more depleted. But we began, probably 20 years ago, we began putting our own artificial reefs out, which is basically, as far as fishing goes, that's what those oil rigs are for uh-huh. the fish. And so we have probably 10,000 artificial reefs off of Bay County, just right here. And then there are a lot of others all along the coast. Alabama has a phenomenal artificial reef program. So providing that habitat has really grown the fishery a lot. But as the fish kind of expanded and went toward Texas looking for, more habitat, that fishery grew, and this one was depleted a little bit, and now it's turned around, and they're looking for more habitat coming this way. And now you can see red snapper down in the Keys.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, here in Texas, we catch, and I live in North Texas, so I basically go offshore fishing once or twice a year and always try to make sure I time it with the red snapper season, which this year was like 9, maybe 10 days. It was
a big 9 days. I call it snapper week.
Yeah, it was terrible. And it's gotten shorter every year. It seems like the last 4 or 5 years to the 9 day season this year, which is just an absolute joke. But even with the shortened seasons, I mean, we're catching bigger snapper every year. We're catching more snapper and we're catching them faster than we ever have. And you pull up on one of these oil rigs or, a wreck or some other type of structure, and I mean, you don't even have time to let your bait get down, 40 cranks before you've already, you're already hooked up with a 15 to 20 pound red snapper. So I've seen it firsthand. You live it. You and your husband live it. The snapper mm-hmm. fishery is not overfished. It's healthy, and yet we keep having regulations crammed down our throats, and it just really doesn't add up.
Well, there is, some people call it a conspiracy theory. Some people call it an agenda. But there is a movement in NOAA Fisheries that was started by Dr. Jane Lubchenco, who used to be head of NOAA Fisheries a few years back.
And just for anyone who doesn't know, just explain what NOAA Fisheries is real quick.
NOAA Fisheries is the government entity that's responsible for managing the fishing industry. So that the head of NOAA Fisheries is the second in command of the Secretary of Commerce. So it's a very, you know, important entity. They are responsible for the growth and management of the fisheries throughout the United States.
Right.
NOAA was set up many years ago to manage the all the fisheries in 8 different regions. And in the Southeast region, in the Gulf, we have the Gulf of Mexico Fishery Management Council, and then in the South Atlantic, from the Keys up to the Carolinas, they have the South Atlantic Fishery Management Council. So our, you know, managers, federal managers, are the Gulf of Mexico Fishery Management Council, and they meet along the Gulf every couple of months in different areas so that they can get as many stakeholders, be accessible to stakeholders, mm-hmm. so that they can be involved in the process. You know, the person that was in charge of this, Dr. Lipchenko, a few years ago, she had designed a catch share program, which is basically privatization of the fishery. It is designating, you know, some, allowing some to have a certain number of pounds of the allocation that's, you know, allotted for the whole season, and then the others are without. So they can either, you know, depending on which way the council wants to rule, they can either say that group has those fish, can lease them to other people, or they
so
can,
it's like Deadliest Catch. If anyone's seen that, I mean, you have your quota, and if you don't catch it, or if you don't want to fish, you can lease it to someone else.
Right. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly right.
So, for the commercial fishermen, anyway. Right. Okay.
Well, for the commercial fishermen, but right now, the last several years, they've been trying to push that onto the recreational fishermen throughout the Gulf, and we had this came up in. It had been going on for a while, but the final action on that rule of sector separation, which leads to the catch shares, it was supposed to be decided August 2012. 4,000 people that responded by comment, public comment, which is very important, to the Gulf Council, and 95% of them said no to sector separation and catch shares. They wanted an open fishery where if you decide to go fishing, you either have your own boat or you get on a charter boat or head boat and you go out fishing and you catch what you catch and within the bag limits and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of like a private angler with catch shares would have to purchase fish tags for the fish that they want to harvest. So they'd purchase those ahead of time and like from Walmart or some other, you know, tackle store or whatever. And then they would go out and hope they caught those fish because that's what they have tags for. And red snapper is just the beginning. They want to, because red snapper is the most popular fish, they're starting with that, but they want to involve all the other regulated species in this also. So we don't want to go down that road. There are plenty of fish, like you said in the very beginning.
Yes, ma'am. And I hate to cut you off there, Pam, but we do need to work in a quick break here, take care of some sponsors. I want to come back, though, and continue on this topic, find out what we, the recreational angler, can do to help prevent the privatization of the red snapper fishery and then subsequent fisheries as well. There's got to be a way we can stand up for ourselves, let our Gulf Coast Fishery Council management representatives know that we are passionately against this type of proposal. So, are you okay to stick around for a few more minutes?
Sure, I'll be glad to.
Perfect. And that segment, by the way, brought to you by Squaw Mountain Trophy Hunts, located in Jacksboro, Texas. Whether you want to hunt monster whitetails, axis deer, black buck, or super exotics like sable and eland, they've got you covered, plus amazing lodging and 5-star dining. Check it out. Book your hunt today by visiting smrhunts.com. Let's knock out a break. When we come back, we continue talking red snapper with Pam Anderson. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Hey, a little grease and a little flour. Keep country woman a lot of power. She always seems to know just what I'm craving, and she keeps it buttered up with a whole lot of love. My baby makes me gravy.
Cable Smith here with my good friend Craig Smith, owner of Game Guard Outdoors. And you know, Craig, Game Guard camouflage has been concealing Texas hunters for over a decade now. And this fall, we're equally as excited about the brand new and revolutionary Gulf Coast Cooler, the first modular cooler system ever to hit the market.
Yeah, Cable, we're excited about it. It truly is a modular system. And now a guy doesn't have to have three or four different coolers. He can have one cooler that he can attach another one to it. We have wheel attachments that snap onto the cooler to get it to and from the boat, and a lot more attachments to follow this season.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to using ours in the field this fall.
And Cable, we want to thank our customers again. This is our 11th season, and things just keep getting better, and we appreciate every one of them.
Well, we appreciate you, Craig, and for more information, y'all visit GulfCoastCooler.com. Lone Star 4x4 has everything you need to customize your Jeep, truck, or SUV the way you want it. They install lift kits, leveling kits, wheels, tires, bed liners, as well as color match spray line accessories, full exterior sprayed vehicles, fenders, steps, LED lights, light bars, car audio, brush guards, steel bumpers, goosenecks, toolboxes, performance exhaust, you name it, they have it. No job is too big or too small at Lone Star 4x4. Call 940-484-5500 or visit LoneStar4x4.com. That's LoneStar4by4.com, or check out their most recent builds on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
BioBore EB is the premier gasoline additive that combats the negative effects ethanol has on an engine. Its comprehensive formula is designed to protect marine engines and marine environments, yet also works great in all 2- and 4-stroke engines. It prevents phase separation and ethanol-related engine problems while stabilizing fuel for 18 months. BioBore's detergents also clean the entire fuel system of carbon and varnishes. BioBore EB has the best treat rate in the industry. 1 ounce treats an amazing 15 gallons of gas. Available at your local sporting goods store or visit BioBore.com today.
Howdy folks, I'm Lee Hoffbauer for Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Gulfway, Texas. We hope you love listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show, because we do, and we're proud to be a title sponsor. Now listen up, we here at Hoffbauer Outdoor Superstore have got some great deals for you folks that love the great outdoors. Whether you're needing a brand new Polaris ATV or maybe a Polaris Ranger to ride around, check your deer feeders, get to and from the deer blind, maybe to get you down to the dove patch, whatever your needs are, we can fix you up with a brand new Polaris today. Now we're also a New Holland tractor and equipment dealer. Now I'm just speculating, but maybe you need a new tractor and shredder to shred around your deer blinds, maybe clean up around deer camp, or maybe even shred a few lanes in the old sunflower patch. Now, we've got lots more than just Polaris and New Holland, so come check us out today, Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Gulfway, Texas. You can check us out on the web at hpolaris.com. Better yet, just come see us. Highway 84 West in Gulfway, Texas, and in Central Texas for over 48 years now. And folks, we couldn't have stuck around this long. We were steering you wrong.
Hey, this is Razor Dobbs. Thank you so much for listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Well, I wonder if you even hear me. Hey, you, are you listening to me? I gotta tell you what you mean to me. You're the one I wanna tell my secrets to.
Hey, you, one of my favorites there from Jack Ingram, bringing us back on the Lone Star Outdoor Show, presented by Lone Star Beer and Hoff Power Polaris. I'm your host, Cable Smith. Thank you for being here with me today as we are talking red snapper, a hot button issue. This fishery is in serious jeopardy, not from a numbers standpoint, though. There are plenty of big, healthy red snapper out there, but it's in jeopardy of being privatized, which would mean the recreational angler. Yeah, we're already taking it on the chin, and it could get even worse when it comes to red snapper. Before we pick it back up, though, with that topic. This segment probably brought to you by Lone Star Beer, the national beer of Texas, available once again this hunting season in the Lone Star Beer Game Guard Camo Can. Check it out, Lone Star Beer, the national beer of Texas. Well, let's go ahead and get back into it here with Pam Anderson. Her husband, Captain Tim Anderson, runs Captain Anderson's Marina in Panama City, Florida. Pam has been on the front lines of this red snapper issue. And Pam, we certainly appreciate you sticking around through the break. And the thing that I want to continue to emphasize is that this is not a struggling fishery. And I know that you have some numbers to back that up.
Recently, our congressman, Steve Sutherland, his office was able to get information from NOAA Fisheries Science Center in Miami, and the head of the Science Center sent it to his office, and they made a graph. And this graph showed total number of red snapper in the Gulf and the total number of fish that were harvested by recreational anglers.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't, you know, that particular graph that he's got out there didn't show the commercial catch or the other discards and that kind of thing, because when you throw one back, no matter what the size, oftentimes it'll either die from barotrauma or it'll be eaten by a dolphin or something.
Mm-hmm.
So they call them dead discards. So all of those type of fish were not included in his graph. Because he was just trying to focus on recreational angling. But with that graph, they were able to show that our fishery has grown from 15 million 2-pound and older or higher poundage fish, 15 million of those, up
to just over 30 million, it looks like.
To 30 million, yes, yeah. to over 30 million. And that's fish.
Mm-hmm.
And so the 30 million average, 5 to 7 pounds. What we harvest on average across the Gulf is 7.5. Now, I know in Texas, they, as always, Texas, things are always bigger in Texas, right? there are bigger red snapper right now in Texas because of the growth of the fishery, you know, over the years, you know, with those oil platforms.
Uh-huh. And Pam, you actually have some interesting credentials here. You know, obviously you're on the front lines, but tell us exactly, you know, what you're involved with. I know you just got back from a very significant meeting regarding our red snapper fishery as well.
I'm the first vice president here of the Panama City Boatmen's Association, but I also am the fishing representative here in our Bay County Chamber of Commerce on the Government Affairs Committee.
Uh-huh.
And then with the BP spill and the money that has to be designated for the different areas and everything, the governor has appointed me to be one of his appointees for the what we call the Gulf Consortium. So that group will be deciding the state expenditure plan here for the BP money that comes into Florida. So you wanted me there because of fisheries.
Mm-hmm.
So, but as far as meetings, yesterday we had the meeting down in Tampa was the Science and Statistical Committee meeting. They were reviewing the chart that was presented to the Gulf Council a few weeks ago, you know, by Congressman Sutherland's.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of the original chart was to show that from 2000 to 2006, when we had a six-month season and a four-fish bag limit, the fishery grew from 15 million fish to 23 million fish. And so it was growing, even though we had a six-month season and a four-fish bag limit. And the stakeholders have been telling Congressman Sutherland that, you know, for 3 or 4 years now, so he wanted proof, and so, you know, he sits on the Natural Resources Committee in Washington, so he wanted proof so he could present that to them and then go back and say, I think that according to this information that we have, that we would like to propose having a six-month season with a two-fish bag limit and continue rebuilding the fishery, but also maintain jobs, get people back to work along the coastal communities that they're involved in fishing.
Wow. So, I mean, we had a six-month season, four fish bag limit, and the fishery grew by over 8 million fish. And so it's clear to see the recreational angler is not the one putting a dent in the population. Not that even the commercial fishermen are either. I mean, the thing is growing exponentially. Now we're up to 30 million fish here in 2014. But going back to what you said, a six-month, two-fish bag limit, that sounds a hell of a lot better than a nine-day, four-fish bag limit. And I think most coastal recreational fishermen would agree.
The original graph, I know we're on radio instead of television, so it'd be hard to kind of describe, but it shows that total removals, okay, was for recreational anglers was very small, way under the 5 million fish mark. But then I think the highest number might have been 2002 or three. It was around 1.4 million fish, okay? But if you add the other removals, the commercial fishery, those taken out by the shrimp trawlers and those taken out by the discards, it never went higher than 5 million fish. So that is 1/6 of the number of fish, right?
Right.
So there's still a phenomenal number of fish out there. And so what his graph proved is that there doesn't seem to be a problem with, you know, any kind of scientific problem with allowing a six-month season and a two-fish bag limit.
Okay, Pam, so I have two questions. We are kind of running out of time here. So how do we, myself and our listeners, get involved and let our representatives know that we want two things? Number one, we do not want a catch quota, a privatization of this fishing industry, not just with red snapper, but with any coastal species. That's number one. And number two, we also would like a six-month, two-fish red snapper season. And obviously, that's a hell of a lot better deal than just a nine-day, four-fish bag limit season. So how can we make a difference? Let our voices be heard. I know there are a couple of very important meetings coming up next week, actually, that have a lot to do with deciding the fate of both of those issues.
The end of this month, the Gulf Council meeting will be in Mobile.
And Robin Rikers, our Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director, will be in attendance.
Yes, he will be. Uh-huh. Yes, he's always there representing Texas.
Right.
And so what they're going to be deciding, because the Gulf Council has been going toward the sector separation catch share thing, they're going to be deciding final action on that, whether or not we're going to go with sector separation and catch shares. Well, if we do, then a six-month season is off the table because we won't have that type of access ever again with catch shares and sector separation. There'll be a handful of people that might, but most of the folks will not have access to the fishery. And if they do, it'll be at a high price.
Right, because you'd have to purchase individual catch tags. It's ridiculous.
So we are working to get folks to come to that meeting and speak against the sector separation catchers, because that's number one. We have to get them to stop going that route.
Okay, but just backing up here, and I know for a fact Robin Rikers, our Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director and our representative to the Gulf Coast Fishery Management Council, he's not in favor of catch share. Whenever we visited, he always makes me feel like, you know, he really does have the angler's best interest at heart. So walk me off the ledge here. Is he on an island by himself, or are there some other good folks representing their states too?
They are against it. At the last meeting, Louisiana, Texas, and only half of Florida's reps were against. Alabama and Mississippi were trying to get special privilege called an exempted fish permit to allow their folks to fish under a research permit. So they they were speaking for, you know, catch shares and sector separation because of that. Mm-hmm. And they've lost that bid to do that. So now I believe they're going to turn around and say no. But the people who are most of the people who are saying that they want the catch shares on the council are people who are part of the group that want to reduce the number of people actually fishing. They think that the only way to save the fishery that to us doesn't need saving is to have fewer people out there on the water. And we say that we not only is the stock extremely healthy, but we also say that we need to continue growing the fishery through artificial reefs to meet the needs of the recreational anglers.
Well, and not just growing the fishery, but growing the entire the sport and the pastime of fishing. I mean, who are these idiots to say we don't want that many people out on the water? I mean,
well, that makes no sense.
That's
their mantra. That's what they want. They don't want us fishing. It's very frustrating. I've been doing this, attending these meetings for the last 7 years, and it's really trying. And they get pretty rough sometimes. But what we need in the October meeting is to say no to sector separation and catch shares and fish tags. And then Texas already has its own data reporting system, but the other states have not.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are implementing those. Florida.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that'll be very beneficial. We're going to get the rest of you guys to catch up on that front. But Pam, we are flat out of time. One last question, and I've really enjoyed the discussion today, though, is, okay, how do we make a difference? How can folks get involved? It's not feasible for a lot of us to head to that meeting, the upcoming meeting in Mobile, where all of this is going to go down. So is there a way for people to give public feedback or comment and let these folks know that we don't want privatization of this industry? We don't want catch tags. We don't want catch share. We want a 6-month two fish season or something comparable. And pardon my language, but we're flat out tired of being screwed over,
you know?
Right. And that's, you hear that a lot.
Yeah.
You hear that a lot, but we're trying to get it changed. And what is going to make the difference is if anglers get involved in the process. They can go on the web to gulfcouncil.org.
Uh-huh.
And then there are places on the home page there that will tell you where you can comment on the different subjects.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But sector separation, catch shares is a big one. As far as you asked earlier about the 6-month season, okay, how we can get there? We have to stop the sector separation, catch shares first, because that's the first on their, you know, that's the top item on their agenda with the Gulf Council here in October. But at the same time, we want to say that we want to stop that, but we want accurate data reporting system in the different states, and we want run a pilot study for the recreational sector for a 6-month season and two fish bag limit. Let's see if we can keep growing this fishery and have a 6-month season and provide opportunity to lots of folks.
Hey, that sounds great to me, Pam. And folks can go to gulfcouncil.org to leave public comment and feedback. That's the Gulf Coast Fishery Management Council's website. Also, you guys update your page there at CAPTAndersonsMarina.com. So folks can find out the latest there as well. When do people need to get in their public comments by, as far as when is the meeting taking place, Pam?
If they want to email something in to the Gulf Council, they need to get that in by October 20th. And if they're going to attend the meeting in Mobile, we hope they do, that will be on the 22nd in the afternoon. I believe the meeting, the public comment part of the meeting starts at 2:30 in the afternoon.
All righty. And once again, the website, if you want to leave public feedback or comment, just go to gulfcouncil.org. Pam, thanks again for being here today and sharing your insight and all your info with us. And hopefully we'll have some good news to report in the upcoming weeks.
Yes, I hope so too. And thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Great stuff there from Pam Anderson of Captain Anderson's Marina. That segment, by the way, proudly brought to you by Ghost Powder, a super attractant that is quantum leaps ahead of every other product on the market. It's scientifically researched and botanically formulated. Ghost Powder encourages deer to modify their instinctive, genetically encoded foraging habits. Check it out at ghostpowder.com. Well, let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll talk whitetails, specifically deer surveys, and how they can help you have your best whitetail season yet. Renowned whitetail biologist and our good friend Jason Shipman joins us next. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show. If you can let it go, blood's thick, the water's deeper, the wine works fine, but the whiskey's cheaper. The Central Flyway migration of ducks and geese is gonna be epic. And if your trigger finger is getting that itch, then give Ed Hansen of Hansen Outdoors a call. Now booking trips in the Northeast Texas area. Hunt lakes like Cooper or Lake Fork for $150 a gun, or hunt Ed's private honey holes for $200 a gun. You'll also enjoy amazing dog work with Retriever Champion Led. Isn't that right, Led? Visit HansenOutdoors.net to book your trip today, or give Ed a call at 903-521-4595. Kids under 15, hunt free. Hansen Outdoors also now booking September dove and early teal trips. Rockwall Gun Club is North Texas' premier shooting facility, offering both indoor and outdoor ranges, including a unique 500-yard rifle range. If shotgunning's your thing, then check out the 18-station clay course. Opening summer 2014, Rockwall Gun Club is offering special introductory family and corporate membership rates for founding members. Located at 15950 State Highway 205, you can also visit rockwallgunclub.com or call 972-215-6902. Rockwall Gun Club, the private shooting experience.
At Frost, we could talk to you about our 24/7 online banking. Or we could talk to you about our more than 1,100 ATMs across Texas. We can even talk to you about our mobile banking app that lets you pay bills, transfer funds, and deposit checks from anywhere. But at the end of the day, there's nothing we enjoy more than to just talk to you.
Thank you for calling Frost. How may I help you?
We're here with the technology and convenience you want and the service you deserve. Frost. Banking, investments, insurance.
If you're in the market for a firearm, you need to know about STI International. Based out of Georgetown, Texas, they're 100% employee-owned and offer the best warranty and customer service in the business. STI is renowned worldwide for exceptional fit and function. The patented 2011 high-capacity system proved so successful in shooting competitions that over 80% of competitors used STI guns or pistols built on STI frames at the USPSA National Championships. To see their full line of premier pistols, visit STIguns.com or check them out on Facebook at STI Firearms. STI, the continuing evolution of the 1911.
Larson Electronics is a Texas-based lighting company that's been outfitting the United States military since the 1960s. And while they continue to support our troops, they also now have over 200 lights ideal for your hunting and fishing needs, like the 35-watt HID Camouflage Go Light Striker with remote that's 15 million candle power in the palm of your hand. Ideal for predator and hog hunting, they also have remote-controlled floodlights, feeder lights, and LED boat lights. Visit LarsonElectronics.com and go Texan with Larson Electronics for all your lighting needs.
Hello, this is Bob Hood. I've been an outdoor writer for 43 years. Thank you for listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Going up to Fort Worth to sing these songs again. Gonna look into the eyes of my Fort Worth friends. Woke up this morning.
Going up to Fort Worth for one of my favorites there from Walt Wilkins, bringing us back on the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Getting a little help from the late, great outdoor writer Bob Hood. Certainly, he is missed after passing away from cancer last year. Always enjoyed having Bob on the show, in addition to reading his countless articles and various publications. And I'm sure he's looking down on us, smiling right now, though, from that big deer blind up in the sky. Moving on here, we are about to talk some whitetails with our good friend Jason Shipman. But first, this segment is brought to you by Pope Brothers Guide Service and STI Guns. If you're looking for a new pistol, go to STIguns.com and go Texan, go STI. All right, well, let's go ahead now and bring on our good buddy and renowned whitetail biologist Jason Shipman. You've probably read many of his articles in publications like Texas Trophy Hunter magazine. And his name is pretty much synonymous when it comes to growing big whitetails in the Lone Star State. So, Jason, thanks for being here, buddy. Always great to talk to you.
Thanks for having me on the show, Cable.
Oh, you bet, brother. It's great to have you on, and I really enjoyed seeing you out at the Texas Trophy Hunter Show in San Antonio. That's a big part of what you do every summer as far as scoring their deer contest.
Absolutely. It's kind of gets the ball rolling and sets the stage for the upcoming hunting season and just kind of gets everybody ready and in the mood.
Oh, yeah. But there's no rest for the weary, Jason. We're full swing into archery season. Those hunting under MLD permits or, you know, depending on what level they're at, they're hunting with a rifle. And so what I really want to talk about today is deer surveys and how important of a management tool they really are.
Very important. I mean, you need a starting point and you need data to base your harvest recommendations on. So, you know, part of getting ready for hunting season, figuring out and conducting surveys and figuring your harvest recommendations accordingly. And so, you know, we're still in survey time. If you haven't conducted a survey yet, there's still time. Something that that needs to be done for a formal management program.
Mm-hmm. And so, Jason, when is the ideal time to conduct your surveys?
Well, it just depends on the area that you're in. I conduct a lot of spotlight surveys in Central Texas, the Hill Country, Post-Oak Savannah region, you know, August, early September. And then the latter part of September, we start with the helicopter surveys through October. So that'll kind of give you a time frame accordingly.
Okay. And I'm guessing helicopter surveys would be pretty popular in South Texas in that thick brush country.
Well, it's popular in open country of West Texas, North Texas, and then brush country of South Texas.
Right.
Where its application is best utilized. You know, we run spotlight lines in areas where the canopy's heavier. Think like Hill Country, Post-Oak Savannah region, East Texas, Central Texas area.
Right, right. And I'm not knocking helicopter surveys. Very important, but obviously expensive. But, you know, most folks can go out and conduct their own spotlight surveys.
That's correct. But you do have to keep in mind that you have to get your repetition in on a spotlight count. So, you know, once your line is set, you know, and you establish your survey route, you know, you have to go in and run the route at least three times for an average. So,
sure.
It's a little more time consuming.
Right, right. Well, you know, these surveys are very important as far as coming up with your harvest goals and your inventory of how many whitetails you have. That's going to directly affect how many you're going to try to take off each year. And you're not only doing your whitetail herd a favor, but you're doing the land a favor when you don't have X number of deer over your carrying capacity.
Absolutely. You've got to keep your numbers in check, and it's all about doing so and getting the right deer harvested. A couple of other surveying methods. I mean, we use stand counts on some of the smaller properties, and you know, we do a lot of infrared camera surveys. You know, you were kind of talking about inventorying herds and things like that, and I utilize the camera surveys more for inventorying the bucks on a property and kind of getting that information and that data together. As far as survey-wise, they tend to, camera survey tends to underestimate the doe and the does and fawns. Mm-hmm. You know, on a property, but because the bucks dominate feed sites, you know, oftentimes after inventorying the bucks, I'll use that information, you know, in conjunction with my herd composition data that I've picked up on a traditional survey method, such as a helicopter survey or a spotlight survey. I use that that data and get a more accurate picture of the entire herd.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, basically, oftentimes I'll use a combination of survey methods.
Right.
Because we all know that, you know, no survey method is 100% accurate. So, Mm-hmm. We're just trying to get the best educated guess that we can on the numbers out there, and then formulate the appropriate harvest recommendations.
Well, obviously, Jason, there are a couple ways to accomplish survey goals. Folks can conduct them themselves. They can hire a biologist and wildlife consultant like yourself, or they can try to get Texas Parks and Wildlife to help them out. Folks with Texas Parks and Wildlife are more than willing. It's just a matter of resources. There's just seems like not enough biologists to go around. But if you are interested in enrolling your place under the MLD permit, whether that's type 1, 2, or 3, you're going to have accurate survey data, and there's no getting around that.
That's right. That's right. Surveys are necessary for obtaining and maintaining MLD permits. Surveys also qualify as a management activity for wildlife exempt properties. So, you're kind of, getting a couple of advantages or added benefits of conducting the survey in addition to, properly managing your property. So,
mm-hmm.
like I said, it's a great starting point with which to base your decisions on and how you're going to, how you're going to carry out your hunting season.
Well, so Jason, just kind of wrapping things up as far as surveys are concerned, it's obviously very important for the health of your whitetail herd, also for the viability of the land itself and the number of animals that it can support. Shifting gears here, I did want to ask you about East Texas, a place where for so long, and maybe it's because it's just so dang close to Louisiana, but there's always been that mindset of if it's brown, it's down. And right or wrong, that's kind of just been the way it's been in East Texas is not a lot of big deer have come out of there traditionally when compared to North or South Texas. But over the past three seasons, we're seeing just, absolute monsters. We got the AJ Downs buck. We got Michaela Hayes, 200-plus-inch whitetail last year. And then Mark Lee shot the new non-typical Texas Big Game Awards record opening day of MLD season last year, and that deer went, I think, 278 inches, something like that. So is it a shift in philosophy, or have these genetics always been there and the deer just not been able to, people just not letting them grow, or kind of explain why you think that phenomenon has occurred?
I think it's a combination of things, and I think this year is going to be more of the same. I think I would expect a great year in East Texas. I think they're going to take some really nice deer over there. Some big stuff's going to come out of East Texas, I believe, this year. I think it's a combination of things. Just the hunters, I think, are they're out there looking for better deer. I think that's a large part of it. A lot of these big deer are being caught on trail cameras and things like that, and folks get out there and hunt. They're looking to kill a good buck, and they're willing to pass some of the young stuff, and that's what it takes. And I think that shift has really helped things out.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to see what comes out of East Texas next, because man, they keep knocking them down, and I like looking at them.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah.
And I've run quite a few surveys this year, and a lot of Central and South Texas stuff, and I'm seeing some great deer. Fawn crops are high. We're seeing a lot of quail, and it looks to me like the rains were timely, and we're going to have a great season.
Awesome stuff today, Jason. If somebody out there listening wants to take advantage of your wildlife consulting firm, I believe it is jasonashipman.com, and it's not just whitetails. I mean, you do habitat improvement, land management, and other big projects on properties as well.
We'll put together management plans for property, conduct surveys. We're a full service consulting firm.
Perfect. Well, hey, Jason, we look forward to your next article in Texas Trophy Hunter magazine, and we'll do it again real soon, my friend.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on the show, Cable.
Take care.
You bet.
All right. There he goes, Jason Shipman. Always love talking whitetails with him. He knows more about white-tailed deer than probably most of us will ever know in our lifetimes combined. Really is a great resource on the subject. Man, we are out of time. Got to get out of here. unfortunately. Thanks to Jason, as well as our other guest today, Pam Anderson from Captain Anderson's Marina. We appreciate her chiming in on the red snapper situation. And then, of course, Josh Kinzer from Texas Trophy Hunters Association as well. Next week, we'll talk big bass with Major League Fishing and Elite Series pro Jeff Crete. Also, Robert Perez, our Texas Parks and Wildlife Quail Program leader, will be here to give us his forecast for the upcoming season. And then I think we'll also get into some coyote control with outdoor writer Bob Zeglin. So cool stuff coming up next week. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying, y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
Yeah, she's got a new dress on. She's feeling fine. Could have been a muse, might have been the wine. She's smiling at this one and loving all that. Well, it's Saturday night and she's out again.
Hey y'all, Chris Letzinger, online sales manager at Cinnamon Creek Ranch here, reminding you, we're not your typical archery club. We're a one-of-a-kind archery facility with indoor and outdoor ranges, full pro shop, and six different 3D courses. Cinnamon Creek was designed by hunters for hunters. Located in Roanoke, Texas, we have over 200 3D targets to hone your archery skills. Call 817-439-8998 or visit us at cinnamoncreekranch.com to visit our new online store. That's cinnamoncreekranch.com.
Cable Smith here for the Seat Shop. That outdoor lifestyle we all love, yeah, it can be pretty rough on the interior of our trucks. That's why I trust my friends at the Seat Shop. Is your driver's seat ripped where you slide in and out of your truck or SUV? They can replace that one cover, and the new leather is guaranteed to match your factory interior. Or if you want to overhaul your full front row or your entire interior like I did, the Seat Shop can definitely take care of you. And if you're looking for something to protect your leather, they've got the new Carhartt seat covers as well. Perfect for hauling gear, guns, and dogs around. Guys, the Seat Shop is a great family-owned company who really knows their stuff, and their old-fashioned customer service is a hard thing to find these days. I had a great time working with them, and I know you will too. So visit theseatshop.com or give them a call at 214-710-2565 today.
If you're in the market for a compact track loader, then check out the Bobcat Advantage, where Bobcat track loaders squared off against other brands in a variety of tests and challenges. Whether you're looking for performance advantages, uptime protection, or quality design, Bobcat compact track loaders are the best-built machines in the industry. But don't take our word for it. Watch the videos at BobcatAdvantage.com or see Bobcat machines in person at Bobcat of Dallas, Lewisville, Bobcat of Fort Worth, and Bobcat of Longview. Visit BobcatOfDallas.com or call 469-586-0000 today.